The best Bible verses to curb overeating. Do you struggle with overeating? Many of us have this struggle. It's difficult not to overeat in our abundant culture. However, God's word can help you curb your overeating habits to have better health. When you are prepared with specific verses of God's word, you can fight back in times of temptation. Jesus did this himself when he was tempted, in a time when he was very hungry, see Matt 4:1-11. He used God's word to overcome the devil's temptation to do the wrong thing, and you can do the same. Meditate on these verses and memorize them. Write them down, post them on your mirror, and save them on your phone. Then you will be able to remember them when you are tempted to overeat. The Holy Spirit will use them to gently point you back to healthier habits. The best Bible verses to curb overeating. These Bible verses can truly help you in times of temptation. You can turn them into prayers for help right in the moment. They will help you overcome your struggles and make better choices. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. Psalm 19:9-10. These verses tell us that God's laws are even sweeter than the sweetest food available in Bible times, namely, honey. They are more desirable than gold, or perhaps ice cream, donuts, french fries, or chips, whatever you find most enticing. Remember that if you follow God's laws first, you will be blessed in all you do. God wants you to make wise choices in eating so you can live the best life he has for you. Therefore, his laws are desirable. They lead to life instead of destruction. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. Psalm 63:4-5. Are you satisfied with God in the way that you are with the richest of foods that you have tasted? When you choose to be satisfied more with God's presence and blessings than with food, you can have lasting peace. Peace that lasts longer than those first few moments of tasting something good. Being satisfied with God will help you stay more grounded in your faith, even when food tempts you. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. This verse invites you to look at what you really want. Do you truly desire only the pleasure of eating something salty, sweet, or rich? Or do you crave something deeper? Most people with overeating problems struggle with underlying fears such as rejection, loneliness, anxiety, etc. When you get to the root of why you want to overeat, you can overcome it. A Christian counselor, John, help you do this and help you choose God over food. How sweet your words taste to me, they are sweeter than honey. Psalm 119:103. The more you meditate on God's word, the sweeter it will be to you. God's word will be sweeter than honey because it has healing properties for your soul. You'll be comforted by God's love, protection, refuge, rescue, and constant presence as you spend time with him. Meet with God daily, asking the Holy Spirit to make those quiet times sweet for you. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Don't let me drift toward evil or take part in acts of wickedness. Don't let me share in the delicacies of those who do wrong. Psalm 141:3-4. Though these verses are about controlling our words, they can also apply to control over what passes over our lips. Before going into a tempting situation, you can simply ask God to guard your lips so you don't put something in your mouth that isn't best for you. Ask him to help you feast on his grace rather than on things that aren't right for you, and ask him to help you avoid the wrong kind of delicacies. Guard my lips can be a remarkably effective arrow prayer in your time of need. Then I pray to you, O Lord. I say, you are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. Psalm 142:5. When you put God first, all other desires fall into their proper places. As you spend more time with God and develop your relationship with him, food will take a lower priority for comforting you. You'll experience God's comfort, which lasts much longer than a slice of pizza, candy bar, or bucket of popcorn. When you are tempted, you can use this verse as an affirmation of love for God, putting him ahead of the food that is tempting you. Do you like honey? Don't eat too much or it will make you sick. Proverbs 25:16. What a practical verse of scripture. Anything you eat, even good things, can make you sick. You need a balanced diet of many nourishing foods to be healthy and strong. When you are tempted to overindulge in one category of food, remember this verse and diversify your choices. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to search out matters that are too deep. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 27 again, the Bible warns us against choosing too much of a good thing. Though honey is good, it can become bad for you if you overdo it. You can work with a counselor to set boundaries around your food choices, picking the right number of times to eat celebratory foods versus healthy everyday choices. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew chapter 26 verse 41. When you try to stop overeating, your mind may be willing, but your body cries out for what it craves. Your fat cells yearn for more junk food, just like your sinful nature continually reaches for the wrong thing. This happens to all of us. But praise God, He offers you help in times of temptation. The Holy Spirit can help you overcome. No temptation has overtaken you, except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, every time you are tempted to overeat, God will supply a way out, if you are looking for it. It's also wise to remove temptations from your pantry and eat small portions of healthy foods before attending a party. Your counselor can help you form strategies for preventing temptation and resisting it with God's help. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31, everything we do, even our eating and drinking, should glorify God. Our food choices matter. They can turn into good or turn against us. God will empower you to eat or drink in ways that glorify Him. You can make new choices that display God's glory. Christian counseling for eating disorders. Overeating is a difficult problem to overcome on your own. You may need additional help to gain control over your eating issues. The counselors at Seattle Christian Counseling are ready to help you. We offer compassionate care and accountability for people with eating disorders. Contact us today to learn more and set up your first appointment. We're eager to help you overcome with God's help.